These are reverse pumps on the Seaford Canal near Miami Hialeah. They are designed to pump water back into the ocean. They are an expensive solution to the flood control structures put in place without accounting for sea level rise. Jayantha Obasekeira is the chief modeler of the South Florida Water Management District.
So these structures, which were built and designed in the 1950s, are not functioning as expected because of the increase in sea level rise.
The community of Little Havana also feels the impacts of overflooding.
When there's rain, maybe a couple of inches of rain, there's flooding immediately.
Lifetime Little Havana resident Riza Fernandez has strong feelings about sea level awareness.
It bothers me because as a city that we want to bring new stadiums, we want to bring the Super Bowl, we want to bring all these things, but yet in infrastructure we're not really investing for the future. It hurts me as a resident, a native of here.
The tour also stopped at Virginia Key Wastewater Plant and a Sunny Isles Beach condo tower. Senator Nelson's hearing is designed to get the government, businesses, and community leaders to coordinate future plans and development to account for sea level rise. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.